The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Flame On. It is your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life. My name is Pat. I'm your talking bearskin rug. I am sitting in the host chair while Brian is, we'll call it, out on assignment. Yeah. He is out of town taking care of some personal matters. And right now, as far as our regular contributors go, and I'm so excited his microphone is loud enough that you'll be able to hear him clearly, we have Jared.
See her safely to White Forest, Dr. Freeman.
We have Oral.
Hello.
And joining us, we have, we'll call him a Flame On Irregular. Well, at least that's what Brian likes to call him. Apparently you aren't getting enough roughage in your life.
No fiber in his diet.
We have BJ.
Oh, I'm irregular.
You are the irregular. You and Adam are irregular flamers.
We'll get some Metamucil for
Flame On. Podcast Metamucil.
their pictures on the website. Once we take them, we'll just have a big chart Metamucil in the corner. And joining us for this episode is longtime listener, first time caller, Umberto.
Hey.
Let's go ahead and dive into probably the biggest disappointment / geeky, nerdy comic movie story of the month. I'll give it the month. Possibly even this half of the year. Possibly even this year. This may be the worst story of the year.
It still hasn't done as worse as Pluto Nash, I don't believe. So. Oh, yeah.
Was Pluto Nash this year?
No, but
okay. Well, but still, so this may be like 2015's, you know, black
it's going
spot.
Down in the annals of like the worst superhero movie ever.
Yeah. What about Leonard Six?
That doesn't count.
Leonard Six was amazing. Thank you very much.
Of course, we are talking about the reboot of the Fantastic Four, the Joshua Trank directed. Although, if you asked him the day before the movie came out, that wasn't his movie. So we'll dive into it a little bit. One, because you've probably read 4 billion articles talking about how bad it was and how Fox should just go ahead and sell the rights back now, which, I mean, they should. They should at least work out some sort of Sony agreement like they did with Spider-Man. But Jared, I heard you had an interesting story and you saw the movie.
Was I the only one that saw it?
Yes, and it's not that I won't see the movie, and I heard that it's bad, but I have a soft spot for Jamie Bell.
Now, who is that? I don't know the actors in the film.
The white one, not the black one.
Okay.
So, plus I have a thing for Michael B. Jordan, the black one.
Wait, there was 2 white ones.
There was three white ones.
Well, not the girl, obviously.
Nobody's talking about her. And,
except apparently her blonde wig, which was so horribly noticeable when they had to go back and do the reshoots.
Okay, so who played Dr. Doom?
I am not familiar with who played Dr. Doom.
Okay.
But
Jamie Bell is who? Reed or Ben?
I think he's Reed.
You know there's a whole bunch of people sitting at home when they're listening to this going, God damn it, Oral!
Well, yeah, I don't care. It's not important. What is important is that I will probably pay a certain amount of money, not in 3D, but I will pay a certain amount of money to go see it, only because like I always have a soft spot for the Fantastic Four. They're not my favorite team, but they're my first Marvel team. And, you know, might as well. Might as well.
I'll probably watch it if it's on television or Netflix eventually, but I'm not going to pay for it.
You're not going to pay for it, yes.
I was never going to pay for it. It could have been the best movie in the world. Well, I could care less.
I unfortunately did pay for it.
why did you pay for it?
Why did I pay for it? Well, it was the second part to a three-part date I had over the weekend.
Now, by three-part, it was the second guy you were on a date with that day?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yes. It started with dinner, then a movie, and then a walk in the park. So it was very nice.
Not all the same person. Continue.
But anyways, we wanted to go watch a film. There were no horror movies playing, so we're like, okay, well, this is pretty horrific anyways. We'll go ahead and watch that. I came in with the intent that, this is going to be a terrible movie, so maybe I'll just try to get into just a little bit of, make-out time.
A little nothing.
Just a little tip. Just a tip.
No. Get out. But no, the theater was crammed. It was crammed with people, and this was just the strangest thing to me. That why are these people going to see this movie? It's terrible. Why am I seeing this movie? It's terrible.
Well, it's for the same reason why traffic always backs up after an accident. Rubberneckers.
Apparently not enough, because it only opened with just over $26 million opening weekend?
Well, at that point, they had burned any possible hope to the ground and then salted the earth so nothing would ever grow again. Nobody really was breaking their neck to go see it.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the director is slamming it the day before, what can you say?
Well, I think the only redeeming quality was that, I thought Doom pre weird suit thing happening was pretty hot, but that was that was about it. And that was the first 20 minutes of the movie.
I'll agree.
And what about the actors? Were the actors themselves, were they doing the best they could with what they had?
Yes. Granted, everyone was a two-dimensional character, each and every one of them. Mm. And
you mean they were comic book guys?
No. I don't know. I was mildly disturbed by the thing not wearing any garments.
With no rock penis?
No rock penis.
Damn it.
Never a rock penis.
That was the only reason I would spend money to go see it in the theater.
It's never a rock penis.
Not when you need one.
That's the one good thing I have heard about the movie was that the script sucked, but the actors did a decent job with what they had. Because, you can only do so much with
it's true. It's just, it was very difficult to attach any sort of, emotional attachment to any of the characters.
And apparently there's a one-year jump in the middle of the movie, or two-thirds of the way through the movie?
Well, the film starts in, 2007? And then it goes to 2015, and then it goes a year later.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay, because that's right. They start out as kids because all that footage about Reed at the science fair and his teacher and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So then they get their powers and then...
And now they're weapons and...
That year jump where it just kind of...
Reed goes into hiding in Mexico.
Oh, God. No.
I'm so looking forward to seeing this on Netflix.
All right, so let's close the book on this train wreck and proceed to something better.
How was part three of your three-part date after that?
Hey. No.
Just figured I'd ask. We were trying to get closure on the story, so...
It went very well.
Good. There you go. All right. Another date?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now you can go see another horrible movie. This time on weekend 2, 3, or 4.
I believe Sinister is coming out this weekend. Okay. So you'll have a horror movie.
That will be good then.
Okay. There you go. And you saw this in the Boondocks, right? Because there was probably only one packed movie theater somewhere around here.
Yeah. It was in a movie theater I've never been to before.
At the Loop.
At the Loop, yes.
At the Loop.
Yes.
Shout out to our friends at the Loop.
Do we have no friends at the Loop?
I've been to the Loop.
I'm sure I still know somebody that works at the TJ Maxx over there. There's somebody, somewhere.
I have two friends at the Loop, and their names are Ben and Jerry. So,
yes.
I love them.
Obviously.
Yeah. Oh!
So what's next?
The shade of it all. All right.
Okay.
Well.
That's two.
And you can count. You must be the winner.
Okay.
Woo, girl.
Sass.
You no longer have shemail. Before we touch on television topics, this weekend as we're recording is D23. BJ, do you want to talk a little more on D23? I mean, I've seen stuff being posted by all of my friends on Facebook that have been excited. But do you want to tell us about D23? What is it, and why should we give a shit?
Isn't that the thing from Making the Band with Puff Daddy?
I believe that was Danity Kane. But
Fifth Harmony, I think? But D23 is Disney's way of cashing in on the whole Comic-Con thing. All their properties and all their Marvel, a lot of their announcements, movie announcements and everything are during D23 now. If you pay attention to the panels at Comic-Con, most of the panels, like for Once Upon a Time, I think they had a really small panel with like maybe two of the actors, maybe one of the actors. Well, they had a couple more of the actors for D23. They do their announcement on what Marvel movies are coming out for the year, what Disney movies are coming out for the next like 2 or 3 years. They'll have special footage. And this year they have a bigger video game section where they talked about their Disney Infinity figurines. And then they gave us a very tiny snippet of like Kingdom Hearts 3. The announcement on that is that they're going to have a big Hero 6 world.
Nothing but smoke and shadows when it comes to Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes.
We've been waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3 for what? Has it been 10 years?
It's been a decade, I think.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say it's been a decade. So
playing that same old clip of the Big Thunder Summon.
However, they did announce all the new additions to the park, Star Wars, Toy Story Land, Avatar, Pandora area.
If Avatar World.
If that's your, prerogative.
The movie took like 4,000 years to be made and put out, and it took just about as long to get a park at Disney.
Yeah. And all day it's been kind of a reveal of all the little pieces. And I mean, there's enough Disney fans out there to warrant having this convention. So it's just kind of, if you wonder what this D23 thing is, it's essentially a convention, a Disney sanctioned convention.
I know someone who's there now. He's not very interesting. I have no desire to ask him what happened. And
that's fair.
Oh, the only other thing I want to contribute, if you can call this a contribution, is that I think from a nerd standpoint of just like the overarching idea of like Star Wars and Marvel and such like that, is like I can understand why they're holding their cards close to their chest and then releasing all this at D23, because for the most part, anybody outside of like a Disney fan didn't know what D23 was. And now that, everything Star Wars related, Toy Story, even though apparently people are clamoring for more Toy Story, like all of that has kind of like superseded all of our news feeds, which is really cool. But other than that, don't know where it is. Wasn't planning on going. Never do want to go.
I was excited about, they did finally announce that they are doing a Incredible sequel. At D23, so they announced that they were doing that. And
The Incredibles 2, they talk more about Finding Dory, as if that was new or shocking. I went onto one of the articles, and it's like, posters for Finding Dory and The Incredibles 2. They're like the most boring, like, I swear to God that poster of Finding Dory has been going around the internet for the last, like, year.
Like 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's nothing new. But yeah, The Incredibles 2, Finding Dory, Cars 3?
Yeah.
And Toy Story 4, which again, I didn't realize that. I thought they'd done a good job closing it out after Toy Story 3. Apparently,
When you pay people to change the lyrics from The Boys Are Back in Town to The Toys Are Back in Town, you gotta milk that for all it's worth, apparently.
That is true.
No, that's beating a dead horse.
That's a dead horse, though, that's sold before.
It's still selling.
Yeah. Yeah, before Frozen, Toy Story 3 was their highest selling DVD of all time, so.
No, I can see it now. Disney, dead horse, Toy Story 4, here comes Luke Skywalker, splits it open, and they stick all their properties that aren't surviving, and they stick it in there so they can make it through the course of the night and then revive it in the next decade.
Like a franchise turducken.
That was called the Disney Vault.
Truth.
So when can we expect our cease and desist orders to hit our mailboxes?
Oh, we don't pay attention to that.
I don't live here.
I don't think there's an address. Oh, Cap would probably get it. Sorry, Cap. On the Marvel end of the spectrum at D23, there were two big things that came out of it. One was the D23 exclusive Civil War footage. Did anybody else watch the leaked video?
Nope.
No?
Not yet. Nah.
Nope.
It's not bad. I read about it before the leaked footage came out. I enjoyed reading about it more than I did watching it. I'm going to see the movie. I'm excited for the movie. I think they may have jumped the gun on Civil War, though. I feel like there's not enough people involved to really make it something that's going to matter. It's going to change the Marvel Cinematic Universe from here on out, but I don't know. I feel like there should be more people involved with it before we get to Civil War. But from what I could see, it was fine. You know, from the description that everybody gave, it's going to be a great movie. We'll have Black Panther.
I'm actually very excited about Black Panther.
And I think the only shot of Black Panther that was in the clip was not him in costume. It was him just in civilian clothes. There has been a leaked photo from apparently the set of Civil War of Black Panther in his outfit. Didn't look all that great, but all right. Hey, we'll see what happens when it comes out.
That movie's more than a year out, I think, at this point. It's fine.
No.
Oh, I don't know when it's coming. It'll just be here.
May. I think it's May.
Yeah, it's
May. We don't have that much time. I mean, we do, but I'm making this year go by way too quickly. But yeah, no, they have time to do all the extra added stuff that they need to make it pop and sizzle that they need to.
Because we'll have season two of Daredevil before that even comes out, and then we'll have like Jessica Jones and I think Luke Cage as well should be out before Civil War.
I don't know if Luke Cage will be. It depends on how they handle it, because Netflix apparently is going to do 2 series per year, which I don't understand how they're going to do that and keep on adding new ones in, unless they plan on just every couple of months having a new season drop. Because you'll have Jessica Jones comes out November?
Actually, I believe it's either September or October, somewhere in there.
And then you have probably April again for Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they keep on, you're going to have to start adding in Luke Cage, then you're going to have to add in Iron Fist. Then you're eventually going to have to add the Defenders in there. So unless they don't do multiple seasons for all the shows, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how they're going to keep on adding, with 5 different shows, adding two per year. Netflix knows what they're doing, apparently, so
hey,
we will trust them.
I like everything they've put out so far. I haven't disliked, so.
Yeah. So the other big thing that came out of it was Doctor Strange. Not footage, because they're not in production yet, but concept art and photos of Benedict Cumberbatch in costume. And CGI effects of the mystical bolts that will come flying out of his hands.
Still not a fan of Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
Apparently, when you see him in costume with the goatee, it works. That's all everything that's come out of D23 has said that he'll be that he'll be good.
I'm sorry, but just like I don't wear the rose-colored glasses around Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't understand the allure of this man.
I mean, he's a good actor, but I mean, No, I get what you're saying.
Benedict Cumberbatch is the closest I'm ever going to get to the British gentry, so I'm
okay.
all about it.
Okay.
And he's got to be better than the guy they picked for the TV series Doctor Strange, which was so god awful.
Pretty much every movie or anything that's made after the TV version is better.
Oh no!
Do you remember Generation X?
Oh god! Oh.
I oh, liked god. That series.
So did I. You see how
I liked Andy Warhol.
They are doing a live-action X-Men series.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Yeah. Well, supposedly. It might not be X-Men. It could be New Mutants or something else, but...
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out, because apparently this next movie ends out the trilogy for the younger mutants. So it's a matter of seeing where they go from there. Yeah. We shall see. We shall see.
Now, did they release any more stuff regarding the X-Men Apocalypse film?
Not since the Entertainment Weekly photos came out.
Okay.
Not since the backlash on Apocalypse. Although Olivia Munn keeps on putting up videos on her Instagram about her Psylocke training.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like she will have a psychic knife.
The totality of her psychic powers.
Yes. There was an Instagram video that went up that showed her wire training. So it showed her jumping off and spinning and then landing, and she had a mock sword in one hand, and then she had a cardboard cutout that was shaped like the psychic knife with a handle. I'm excited. It's 90s Psylocke.
Yeah.
Without all of that weird, she was British with pink hair, and now she's Asian and not British.
She jumped bodies.
Oh, yeah.
I get that. I've read a comic book before, Oral. The X-Men are the one thing I actually know.
I mean, but you seem like you're just like, there was like this level of disdain. I'm just like, bitch, that happened 20 plus years ago.
I'm just excited that we're going to get Psylocke that actually appears to be pretty accurate.
Like, her costume and everything looks right, spot on, so I'm...
Pure 90s. Yes. Everybody else, pure 80s. Psylocke, pure 90s.
I'm kind of in love. They're giving me punk rock Storm, so with the Mohawk. So I'm all for that too. I'm all for punk Storm is my favorite Storm.
Yeah, everybody aside from Apocalypse so far has looked great. And again, we don't know what it'll look like at the end. They can do stuff with CGI. They can do all of that.
Well, what was weird is the Entertainment Weekly, when I see pictures of Apocalypse on the cover, he's blue. But when I'm looking at actual stills from filming, he's like super purple.
The dress is blue.
No.
No, it's yellow.
No. No.
Is this Apocalypse blue or purple? The internet is divided. I don't think the Deadpool trailer had come out the last time that we recorded.
No.
Let me help you out. It looks like it'll be a blast, and I don't care. I'm going on the record of saying I don't give a flying fuck about Deadpool. And you can love him or you can hate him, but don't expect me to love him because he's just not my character.
I hear that a lot about Deadpool. Some people are like, oh, Deadpool's awesome. And then some people are like, I know nothing about this character. I don't really care. But the movie looks fun as hell.
I'm sorry. I put Deadpool in the same category as Lobo. One joke. I mean, it's like, yeah. He can't die. He's got a mouth. He's okay. All right. You know, and kind of like Lobo, I kick everybody's ass. Look, I'll show up here. I'll kick your ass. Oh, look, it's a little girl. I'll kick her ass. Oh, wait. She's something else. She kicked my ass. Yeah. Just saying.
I don't read any Deadpool comics. I like my Deadpool in little doses.
Yes.
I like the video game because it was fun and mindless. And the cutscenes were, you know, whatever. And some of the X-Men showed up. So I was okay with that. And I'll see the movie. It actually looks like a decent movie. It looks like they got it right as opposed to Origins.
It's the one I'm skipping.
I will say that it's probably the first time that I've looked at a Marvel franchise, a Marvel character that is owned by Fox and gone, yeah, I think this is the best case scenario we're going to get, because the fact that Marvel is owned by Disney, and if the Marvel Studios had control of Deadpool, we wouldn't get a rated R Deadpool movie.
No.
We'd get like a really weird PG-13 with a lot of inside jokes as to why the movie's PG-13. So I think if for those of you that are Deadpool fans that like your, you know, your ultra violence and your Deadpool dropping F-bombs left and right and making penis jokes, this is the one you want to see, and I think this is the best shot you got.
But I still think that I wouldn't put it out of Marvel's hands to do a hard PG-13 or PG-16, as I like to call Daredevil, and not make it okay. Because, I mean, you got to figure the comic books aren't that hard R. Not completely.
No, the main line is rated T for teen. Most of Deadpool is rated T for teen.
Yeah.
And then the smaller series are where you usually get your mature rating.
Yeah, no, that I could definitely see, because you're only putting out a small batch of it, and it's easier to just kind of pass that by versus an ongoing series.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, we'll see how it comes out. It looks like they got one right. X-Men, most of the time, the movies have been okay. They haven't been true to the characters for the most part, a lot of them at least.
Or some of the storylines.
Well, most of the storylines. I just had a whole conversation the other night with somebody about the X-Men line, and we went right back to the first movie and talked about how we were so excited for Rogue, and then they just fucked her up. And from there on, we really just couldn't be all that appreciative of anything that they did with the characters. And then we got to X3. Yeah. Anyway, so that's, I think, most of the upcoming Marvel movie news.
Yep, that's it.
All right, well, let's jump on over to television. We're late summer now. I don't know, it's always 4 million degrees here in Florida, so are we late summer?
Yes. Yeah.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
At least for the TV viewing, for the course of television. Nobody Hannibal, right? No?
Nope.
I felt like I had to channel Brian for a second.
Oh, no,
we're like 8 episodes behind, so
yeah,
can't really talk about it anyway.
Somebody died.
I'm savoring it.
I'm
with a nice Chianti.
Kind of excited because the all the episode titles have changed, so you can tell that we've now moved on to more Red Dragon versus Hannibal.
Yeah,
just by looking at episode titles, Flash season 2. Who's excited?
Not
Oral?
Me. No.
I am.
I'm super excited.
Please, chit-chat about it. Educate us.
I'm just excited about it from the stuff we all learned from Comic-Con. We're supposed to get Guy Garrick, who's like the
Jay original. Garrick will be Garrick. In the will be there. They've already started releasing promo images that mimic the War of Two Worlds, I think was the
Crisis on Two Earths.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the cover where there's Barry on one side and Jay Garrick on the other, rushing towards
the middle.
The cover, the comic cover, had a guy on there saying, "Flash, come help me," and then they changed it to a girl because, you know, why would either Flash come running for a man who needs help?
So and then they said they're gonna have Wally West.
Yep.
Who's adorable? Just adorable kid. So I'm very interested to see how he, what he brings to the role. And then they said Zoom is coming. So and they haven't released any pictures of Zoom as I know yet.
No, the only thing that the teaser for Zoom is Barry footage from season 1, just with the color changed.
Yeah,
from red to blue.
Yeah.
But it looks like, I enjoyed season 1. I'm not a Flash person. I'm not a DC person. I enjoyed season 1, and I think that season 2 will just keep it going on the right track.
The only thing that I'm waiting for DC is Gotham. And then Legends of Tomorrow, only because Rip is in it. And
Rip Taylor?
Rip Hunter. And if he's in it, Booster may make an appearance. But other than that...
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
What about
Supergirl?
Who these people are.
Supergirl looks fine. I don't think it looks bad. I think it's going for something akin to Flash, not so much Arrow. It's got Calista Flockhart in it.
Yes.
And I mean, I used to watch her on Ally McBeal. I heard she did some other things. It really wasn't my cup of tea.
She married Harrison Ford.
She may have had a career outside of that, but.
But other than that, like, it's, things are coming. Like, it's not, and I don't want people to think that I don't care. Actually, I want you to know that I don't care. But specifically is that, you know, there comes a point where you're not going to consume everything. What's for you is for you, and what's for me is for me. And I'm going to like the things I like, and I may not like things that you like, but it doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means I don't fucking care.
Yeah, so there's some good things coming up. Supergirl, I think, once they actually released the regular trailer, looked a lot better. I wouldn't mind watching it now. That first footage from TCA, Television Critics
Association.
Yeah. When they did the press tour. That's what it, when they did the press tour footage, that 5-minute fucking video where it was The Devil Wears Prada meets Supergirl.
Yeah.
Horrible. Which, I mean, still is going to be part of the show. It's not like it doesn't exist, but if it's not so much, so heavily focused on that, that'll make it a bit better. And Dean Cain will be in it, so I'm just excited for that.
He needed the money.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Ripley's, believe it or not, isn't in a syndication anymore.
And he's got those lawsuits where he keeps putting gag orders on those guys.
I just heard Team Cain and gag, and I got excited. Anyway, so... RuPaul news. Ooh, girl.
About what?
Well, we're currently in the season 4 Revealed. It's really nothing all that
special.
You mean
they're re-airing episodes of RuPaul that everyone has seen, but adding a director's commentary to it?
Not even so much a director's commentary. Because if RuPaul talked over the entire episode, I probably would enjoy that a little bit more.
It's kind of like a pop-up videos of Drag Race.
Yeah. Did you not see the lost season Revealed?
No.
Where they re-aired season 1?
I ain't watching that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's nothing spectacular. Every so often, there's some fun little tidbits that they pop up. But season 8 has, I believe, finished shooting. But then the big news was that they announced that All Stars season 2 will begin recording very soon. And will come out right after. Well, I don't know if it's right after, but it will debut after season 8 airs. So, and then there's big speculation that Alaska and Katya and apparently even Lakanja Estranja made it onto All-Star Season 2.
I love Alaska.
Alaska's fine. Oh, Adore as well. Adore, Alaska, Katya.
We just saw all these bitches. No offense.
We did. I'm fine with them making it onto the show. Lakanja, not as excited about. Definitely not as excited about.
She was one of the ones that left early, and everybody was like, oh, wait, you were on the show when they did the reunion.
No, Lakanja? Lakanja made it further than she needed to make it. She made it to at least a halfway point, and then had her meltdown and untucked, and then got kicked off. It was great, with her giant pink wig. But it'll be interesting. There's already a lot of rumors. I've heard a lot of rumors about certain queens that made season 8. So it'll be interesting to see season 8. Apparently, from what I've heard of the cast, we should hopefully have a better season than season 7. But I think that more depends on how the producers decide to go about the challenges and don't put them in team challenges all the way up until, like, the final 6.
Who doesn't love a 3-legged race?
That's where all the drama is.
When someone drags you under.
Attached to the titties.
Only place to do it.
So one other television thing I wanted to talk about was the new Doctor Who trailer.
Haven't seen it.
No.
I still haven't even seen the Christmas special.
Oh.
Really?
I will eventually. It's just, you know, I knew it was coming around again. It's not like I'm going anywhere. It's not like it's going anywhere.
That's a valid point.
They do marathons all the time. I'm just a very busy bitch.
True. And when it goes to debut, you know that they're going to show the entirety of season 8 plus the Christmas special.
Yeah, which is why I'm not worried.
You can just wait till next Christmas. Just watch them back to back. It was, they didn't show a ton of specifics, but they did show a lot of Dalek and a lot of new random enemies that were going to come around. Some weird mud hand with an eye in the middle of it. Those shape-shifting ones are back.
Oh, the axons.
Sure. It's something like that, yeah. Clara has a bazooka. Joe. Not a gun, just a piece of gun. No. No, she has a bazooka. There's a bunch of Dalek stuff. Raising a lot of questions if the Doctor is paying a lot of homage to the second Doctor. Pertwee?
Yeah, I mean, it's time to do all the big hits. You know, stroll down memory lane. Pompeii. It might be, this seems like it might be an answer season.
That's a lot of people are thinking is going to happen. Missy's in the first two-parter episode, so we get a lot of answers about that. Maybe see her TARDIS.
I'd be happy about that. I love Missy. I'm excited. What's her name from Game of Thrones is apparently in a two-parter. The one that plays
Maisie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in a two-parter. I think it's a little bit further into the season.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of like village. I don't know. There's some beasts hidden somewhere.
The interesting thing about her character is they've literally given no information as to what her character even means to the Doctor.
Yeah.
So. They said her character may have something to do with a big plot point. So, I'm just excited about that. Cause I mean, I like her as an actress, so it'll be very interesting.
Yeah. And you know, it'll bring a different crowd into the Who universe because the people who watch Game of Thrones, but don't watch Doctor Who, you know, will be sucked in at least for the two-parter.
Yeah.
Or whatever she's involved with. So. I mean, it seems like they're doing okay with it, and but there is a rumor that there will not be a season next year.
Oh, no. I hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
As in they're taking a nice hiatus apparently. And coming back? Okay.
The rumors of the speculation are that what's-his-name is too busy with...
Davies?
Oh, God, no. He's been out for years.
Carpalti?
No. Stephen Moffat.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That Moffat is too busy with... Jared's favorite actor is the other show.
Oh, yeah. Sherlock.
Yes. So season 9, series 9 will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they do take a year off or if they will push through and find some other way. Because Moffat doesn't, I mean, he writes a couple of the episodes and he's, the head of everything. But there's a lot of other people involved in the process. So we'll see if they pick up the slack and go from there.
Did anyone catch Norrell and Mr. Strange?
Those weird looks you're getting?
That answered the question for me.
Jared, did you?
Was this on TV Land back when it was called Screen Gems? Where things went into public domain and everybody could just play it? Is that one of those things?
No, it was based
on Is it before or after the Fall of Rome?
Have you seen it, Jared?
What?
Norrell and Mr. Strange.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm back.
Okay. The basic premise of the story is it's England, magic is gone, and there's this society of guys that basically they study magic, they talk about magic, and basically that's all they do. And this one guy wants to bring magic back. Mr. Strange comes in. Basically, he claims to be a magician. He can do stuff. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's brought magic back. And then there are consequences. BBC America put it in the Doctor Who time slot just before Graham Norton. So unfortunately, my DVR erased everything, so I couldn't watch it.
I'm bringing magic back. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was waiting until he finished talking just so I could do that. It's the little things in life that make me happy. Well, Umberto gives Graham Norton's preceding show a thumbs up. What was it called again? Something in Mr. Strange?
Yeah, Norrell and Mr. Strange.
Gotcha.
In other news, I'm watching Defiance. I caught up on Defiance.
Oh, good.
It's not the greatest show, but it's still doing. It's doing all right. I'm watching Killjoys, which I understand why. It's the show that has Aaron Ashmore in it. And they're like space bounty hunters, in this system where there's the core planet and then there are three moons and each moon is kind of like different because the planet like went undersea for some reason. I don't know, but it's cute and it's fun and it's not too shabby. And there are deadly trained assassins in it that look really pretty.
The planet went under sea?
Yeah, like the surface flooded.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm just imagining a big ocean inlet.
No, but it totally like builds this huge world and you realize that it's actually really small, but it has like a lot of political intrigue and like cast fighting, not like cast, not in like the film cast, but like cast as in C-A-S-T-E. Yeah. So that's cool.
Gotcha. Hmm. You know what I just finished watching?
Hmm.
Grace Under Fire.
Was this before or after you watched the Rosie O'Donnell show?
No, did not watch
was
that.
Was Ricky Lake on?
No.
That was on King of Queens.
Oh, no, that was in the same time slot as Sally.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was after I watched all 8 seasons of Wings as well.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, is there anything current that we can discuss?
Damn it. I started watching Difficult People on Hulu, the Hulu
original.
I heard
that was so-so.
We're 3 episodes in, because this is unlike any other non-traditional television show, like all the Netflix stuff, all of the Hulu stuff up until now, and Amazon stuff all has been dropped in one 12 or 13 episode dump. So you can watch it, you can either binge watch, you can watch one at a time, whatever you want to do. This is actually being released kind of like a real television show. I say real as if it's not, you know, it's just
syndicated.
A play in my mind.
It's syndicated.
Yes. It's being released every Wednesday. There's a new episode. So we're 3 episodes in. And the first 2, I really only kept watching because I think Billy Eichner is kind of cute.
Mm.
First 2 episodes were really kind of rough to get through. They're supposed to be assholes. They really are. They're meant to be just.
Oh, okay.
Mean and bitter and jaded.
Why would I watch somebody do that when I could just look in the mirror?
Or watch Ab Fab.
All 8 episodes of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the point of it is.
Can you give a synopsis of the series?
Yeah, they're assholes.
Just, it's like Seinfeld or it's just a show about nothing.
So Eichner plays a white, gay, Jewish comedian. It's a stretch.
Okay.
Big stretch for him.
Okay.
And Julie Klausner? Klausner?
Klausner.
Klausner plays a TV recapper. And they're trying to get a show and they're trying to make it in the business. There are a lot of guest appearances and celebrity cameos.
Okay. It's almost like a buddy comedy. Kind of,
but yeah. Darker or more asshole-ish. Really, it just comes back to them being assholes. First 2 episodes were overly asshole-ish, which made it really kind of hard to watch. Because you're sitting there going, why is this? Again, you could just look in a mirror, Oral. It didn't seem to have any kind of purpose to it. Third episode actually did seem to be have a little bit more of a flow and actually seem more like a comedy. So, I don't know. I'll stick it out and see and see if it actually goes any further.
Because if this is their sales pitch, I'm just not.
Honestly, I'm not even sure how it got pitched and went through.
Okay.
But the third episode was.
Maybe it was a dare.
Let's see if you can make this show and actually make it last. The third episode, the boyfriend of Julie Klausner's boyfriend on the show is an exec at PBS, and they're doing the pledge drive, and he's in like the worst spot, like the worst, like nighttime spot, and
he's sort of listening to echoes.
Pretty much, it's some like Indian dance show or something like that.
That's pretty much echoes
or Stephen Hill, Hearts of Space.
Which is the same damn show. They're not fooling anybody.
Yes, it is.
And he is on the verge of being fired because, obviously, like, the guy before him has the primetime slot and he raises all this money. And Julie Klaus and his character comes up with the idea of doing a roast. So by the end of the episode, he's about to be fired. And then they just say, you know what? Because is it Mandy Patinkin, Cheyenne Jackson, and the one guy that was actually on the show? It was supposed to be like the three of them doing a number.
I knew Mandy
and all
Patinkin.
You don't know who Cheyenne Jackson is?
I don't know who Cheyenne Jackson is.
Did you watch Glee? In the first, like, two seasons?
Third Rock?
Yes.
He was the one that replaced Idina Menzel as the coach of Vocal Adrenaline.
Yeah. Or 30 Rock. He was the Canadian comedian that they brought on the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or if you go
he starred in Xanadu.
Bobby Big Eyes. Got it.
Or if you go to the porn site, you can see more of him than you really want to see.
Oh, yeah, his masturbation video leaked online.
See, you lead with that.
What's that?
Is he cute?
Yes.
You lead with that.
Really cute?
I don't know if you would like him, Jared.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. But his thighs are, like, that big.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when he was in Xanadu, he would be in really, really high-cut short, you know, jean shorts, and he would start the show on all fours with his ass up in the air as he was drawing on the stage. And when you have stage seats for the show, mm-hmm. it's a fantastic view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But so they were supposed to go on and do this big number or whatever to raise money, and then Julie Klausner ends up offending the guy, and they leave the show, and then they end up doing this really filthy roast on PBS, which gets like 10 million views on YouTube and raised the most money that they ever have, $1,900. Okay. So there was a bit of a... This episode at least seemed to have a bit of a payoff to it, and it wasn't so much just random jackasses all over the place. All
right.
So it seems to be going in a direction now. Maybe those, you know, pilot episodes and first episodes don't always dictate how a show will be. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Anything else?
They've started filming American Horror Story Hotel. Everybody's excited. I see that.
Yeah. I'm more excited for this season than the previous one. So we'll see.
So. I'm only more excited if Michael Chiklis comes back and actually takes his shirt off.
I forget Bears.
Close it, man.
Sorry,
Chiklis.
Sorry, we're in the minority over here.
Michael, ew. The commission. The thing? Disgusting!
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Don't forget he was the thing in the first Fantastic Four movies.
Come back full circle.
Yep. Anybody watching Dominion?
That's the... where angels are kind of like
it's
vampire zombie thingies.
They're not vampire zombie thingies.
Is that that show where this happens? Nope, not watching it.
No, basically... It's based off the original movie Legion, which was years and years ago.
And wasn't very good. Continue.
Okay. The premise is God has had enough with everybody. So God leaves. The angels blame humanity. They considered humanity as God's mistake, and that's the reason why he left. They've been abandoned. It is so bad that the devils and the demons have left Earth as well. So, there is the Chosen One, who doesn't know he's the Chosen One, but he's got all these strange tattoos that kind of appear on his body. And there are two camps of angels. There's Michael, and they live in Vega, which is Las Vegas after the war between heaven and earth broke out.
And he also wears a mask and has a claw.
No.
Wrong Vega? Sorry.
Wrong Vega. So basically, it's them trying to get the Chosen One to do what he's supposed to do, but nobody knows because no one can read the script that's all over his body, which changes and transforms.
The script for the show is all over his body.
What's our next line? Got a cursed mark.
Line.
and they're constantly doing suppression seals. Eventually it doesn't work, and his body morphs, and he turns into this huge bat-like creature.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, yeah, and the angels fight amongst each other and all that good stuff, because Michael's like, hey, protect humanity. And they're always talking about Father, and they'll bring back Father somehow, and it's not humanity's fault. And Gabriel's like, fuck them all. Once we get rid of them, he'll come back. Everything will be wonderful, just like before.
Once Michael rows his boat ashore.
It's your fault Dad left. No, it's your fault.
So
he's going to take me to Disneyland.
So
Michael has daddy issues. Got it.
Pretty much.
Got it.
No, Gabriel's got daddy issues.
They both have daddy issues.
Yes, they do.
All angels have daddy issues. The literary theme of angels in general.
Just a bit.
So comics. I'm excited about comics now.
No Grimm fans, I'm assuming.
I mean, I watch Grimm, but I don't know when it's coming back. It'll eventually come back. I'll miss like 6 episodes. I'll catch up. Grimm.
Oral Guide to Television. Yeah. It'll be back sometime.
I ain't going
nowhere.
There'll
be some shows. It'll be on my DVR. I'll be home one night and I'll watch them.
Any Geeks Who Drink fans?
That's another show that I'm not watching.
Geeks Who Drink fans? What?
There is a show hosted by Zachary, and I forget his last name. Basically, two teams, they're in a bar, and they ask geeky questions, and the winner gets the biggest... with the biggest bar tab wins. But of course, you drink as you're answering all these geeky trivia questions. He was on Chuck. He was Chuck.
That sounds like my life Zachary on Friday Levi. Night. And mm-hmm. I...
Zachary Levi.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll be good and goddamned if I watch this show now. That's called Friday Night. Why the fuck would I watch that? How did that get made? But yeah, why are people watching it? I'm fucking miserable, and I got news for you. The people in that goddamn bar are miserable, too. Secret Wars came back after a long hiatus.
I'm actually very excited. I need to pick that up.
All right, so comic books. Oral, you were going to be our guru of comics today, because... I know a little bit about the Marvel stuff that has come out, although I didn't read most of last week's. I did read Secret Wars number...
Five.
Mm-hmm. 5 of 8. Ooh.
5 of 8, yes. It's woefully behind schedule. Secret Wars 8 is slated to come out October 7th, and they really don't have much of a choice but to finish it. While the event itself, content-wise, has been great, the delays and the shifting of schedules and the pushing things back really put a damper on the summer, specifically because when you look at DC and what they put out, that travesty called Convergence, like DC kind of blew their wad and not much has come out. Like the new Midnighter is a lot of fun. The new Constantine has been, really good for me. Like, that's one of the new books that I've enjoyed. Written by Ming Doyle, I want to say, who wrote Mara. You have Batman being Jim Gordon.
Yes.
And that, like, super heavy yes. story arc with the new villain, Mr. Bloom, has been a blast. They completely...
Orlando Bloom is a villain in Batman?
No.
Although Bruce Wayne is popping his head up fully bearded now.
As
Lumber Bruce. Wayne.
Bruce Wayne as himself, Bruce Wayne.
Apparently he's being called Lumber Bruce now.
Well, because the big reveal is that his body was repaired by the Dionysium, which is what Joker was using to cause all this havoc in Endgame. And when it healed him, it rewrote his mind. Because there was so much damage and he doesn't remember being Batman. So every time we've gotten Batman not being Batman, he's usually off in the wings or he's just disappeared. And now, like, Batman just doesn't exist. And all we have is Playboy billionaire Bruce Wayne, who's pretty much flat broke in the public's eye. And just Alfred's not going to let him be Batman anymore. He doesn't want him to be Batman. He wants him to be happy. He wants him to move past the trauma. And, you know, eventually it won't happen. But that has been really good. I'm not reading Wonder Woman. I love myself too much for that. Justice League for Darkseid War has been a blast. I'm a sucker for mother boxes and the pings that they do. Batman is now Bat God, sitting in the Mobius chair, creating such questions as, you know, who killed my family? Joe Chill. Who's the Joker? No, that can't be possible. So we don't know who the Joker is, but Batman, as like the Bat God, knows all of this stuff. And he's going to be, I guess, an integral part of Darkseid War for at least the next couple of issues, because I'm not even sure how long this is going to last.
Okay, answer me this. Mm-hmm. Riddle me this, Oral. Okay, so Batman isn't Batman in the Batman comic.
Yes.
Batman is Jim Gordon in a bunny suit. But now in the
exoskeleton, yes.
Yes, with bunny ears. That's fine.
Their antenna.
Yeah, sure. So who is the Batman in
it's
the
Batman.
Ship? Okay. So how does this happen? How does
this
work?
So when DC decided to do this, like DCU, they said they're not really going to worry about syncing up timelines. It's more about telling stories. So, for example, the Batman that we know happens after Endgame. The new JLA by Brian Hitch happens in between the first and second volume of Justice League. So that 5-year jump that they did, that's where this, like, our traditional Batman is. Where Darkseid War is happening, we don't know. It could be after the whole Endgame thing for, the super heavy stuff that we're getting with Gordon. It may be slightly before, but it doesn't really matter because the stories are good.
That's good. I like. Thank you for explaining that. Actually, that helps me sync up a whole bunch of stuff that I'm reading.
If I didn't mention Cyborg, Cyborg has been great. It's written by the guy who wrote a pretty badass Shaft comic series. I forget his name, but it was fun and it was interesting. But other than that, DC's putting out a lot of stuff that either people don't give a fuck about or it's just the same old, same old.
Okay.
The new stuff that's coming is going to be terrible, though.
What's coming up?
They're bringing Telos is getting his own solo book, the big villain in Convergence, because that's what people have been clamoring for. And there's a new Lois and Clark book for the
Sorry,
Superman
Dean
and
Cain
Lois
and
Lane.
Terry Hatcher?
It's the Superman and Lois Lane who were in Convergence, who flew off into the rift to repair blah 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 blah.
All right. What's good indie-wise?
So what's good indie-wise, Beauty is a new book that just came out.
I was going to, if you didn't mention that, I was going to make you talk about that because you talked a little bit about it. You sold Brian on it when we were at the store the other day, or LCS, if you will.
So Beauty is a book from a creative team that I'm not familiar with, but it's the premise is what if there was a way that you could wake up each and every day more beautiful than the last.
That's called every day for me.
I don't think you know what that word really means.
The shade of it all.
The catch with it is that it's an STD. And so people have contracted it either through intention or, by accident because things happen. And they become beautiful. It creates like the haves and the haves not. Half the world has contracted the beauty. The problem is that you feel kind of feverish and there's a twist and a catch. There are sex clubs where people purposely like go to receive the beauty. There are groups of people in the world who refuse to contract it and creates this sort of like serious tension where hate crimes happen. It's something that we've kind of seen before, just not done in this particular fashion. And we're gonna roll with it, see what happens.
Cool. Any other good indie books right now?
Phonogram has returned. So anyone who's a big fan of Kieran Gillen and McKelvey is here. It's set kind of in the 80s, a little bit later, but it's all about the music video and this one girl sold half of her personality for power to control this coven of witches called Phonomancers, where music is magic. gorgeous. Don't always understand all of it, but I mean, Aha's take on me shows up, and it's pretty cool. I don't know, like it's been the past couple of weeks have been so-so for indies. Like We Stand on Guard number 2 came out. And that's Brian K. Vaughan, and that's great, but Saga's on its hiatus. Southern Bastards did their charity issue with the Rebel flag on it. And that was a great one-shot. You don't have to have read anything else in Southern Bastards to pick that up. Rat Queens will eventually get here. Chew is in its final, like, 10 issues, which is super sad, but also I'm very excited to read it.
Say its final 10 issues?
Yeah. It's only going up to 60. Oh. So 50 just came out. 51 comes out, I want to say, in 2 months.
Okay.
And it'll start the final 2 story arcs. And that's been really fantastic. But yeah, that's pretty much it for indies. Invader Zim came out, but that was never really my thing. I didn't cut myself in high school.
You're thinking of Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, which is still a Jonan Vasquez property. Yeah,
but seriously, they're like, don't you love this stuff? No, because I didn't burn myself with cigarettes just to feel. I'm sorry, that was very inappropriate to people who have dealt with self-harm. And if you are dealing with self-harm, please seek help. There are a lot of venues and resources that you can go to. I assume the Trevor Project. I don't know. I think that might be only for gay suicide. Don't do it.
The more you know. So let's circle back around, because you started talking about Secret Wars, and let's segue right into DC. And I was like ending with Marvel, because that I can actually say something about comics, because I've read a couple of these.
Secret Wars by far has been great. It's always worth the wait. I love when you show Doom for all of his strengths and weaknesses. He's an interesting character. I think he's far better than just being a big bad. And when, you know, we've gotten bits and pieces that we know that Sue is a royal consort. She loves Doom for Doom. But he didn't just steal Sue. He stole all of Reed's family. Mm-hmm. Like, Valeria calls Doom dad.
Yes.
Which, you know, Reed is not going to take very well, but I love seeing the power struggle, not against the Beyonders, because we all knew how that played out, but just, you know, Doom and Strange trying to figure out, like, who's going to take the mantle and save all of reality. And that's what Doom did. Like, Doom is pretty awesome. Like, Reed failed. Everyone failed but Doom and Strange. And Strange got a little mouthy, and so he had to go.
That's the thing I love about Doom in general, is he's a bigger picture sort of character. He's not like, you know, oh, well, I want what I want. No, he's like, oh, crap. If this if A happens, I'm not going to get what I want. Let me keep from A happening.
I think he's a pragmatist. Mm-hmm. And I think in Doom's mind, his way is the best way. And it just so happens that he was right.
But at the same time, he is still doing what he needs to do to make it work. But he's still getting what he wants at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, like you pointed out in previous discussions about Secret Wars, he has erased Reed from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 616 Reed, who managed to escape.
And then the Maker from the Ultimate Universe, that version of Reed existed. The only thing that we've seen is a Thunderbolt Ross thing, because the thing is the wall. He's the shield. That happened in Siege. We finally got confirmation that the thing is the shield that protects the more civilized version of Battleworld from the Deadlands and the Annihilation Wave. Johnny's the sun.
Yes. That was talked about in issue 2 of Secret
issue 2,
Wars.
Yes. Yeah. But that, the main series has been great. Issue 2 came out. Thor's is actually going to be one of the series that doesn't finish in time. Thor's, the final issue of Thor's comes out, I want to say, end of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many issues? Like, is there a set number of issues for all of these?
Four or five. Yeah. Like, all of them have set issues. It's just some of them are four, some of them are three. Some of them are six.
Based off of when they came out or when they're coming out. Because we still haven't gotten, like, House of M.
Which comes out this Wednesday.
Okay.
From when we're taping.
Yes.
Ruining the magic.
It'll be the same week as this will go out. The Friday after. Okay. So it'd be two days later. Mm-hmm.
Do we know how many A-Force is getting?
It doesn't really matter because A-Force is going to survive.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't... Oh.
It's just going to change.
Yeah, it'll change, but the premise will stay the same. Yeah.
All about it.
Because the Dazzler that's in it now is 80s Dazzler with like the roller skates and the disco ball and the blue face paint. But they've shown the cover art shows current emo Dazzler.
Yeah. So, there's just really a lot going on. It's, you know, Civil War's come out. The art for that is gorgeous. Old Man Logan has stayed strong. Years of Future Past, I Can Take or Leave. Extinction Agenda is all right. Yeah. E for Extinction, I like. Ghost Racers is a fun romp. It reminds you of the weaknesses, though, because his kid brother, Jesus Christ.
Our Runaways has been... I've actually really enjoyed Runaways.
Of course he did. but yeah, like, Marvel's killing it. They're just behind schedule.
But the good thing, though, with it being... It's kind of like when with Age of Apocalypse, when they changed the entire line over to mirror this whole thing. You almost don't mind having to wait longer.
No.
Like, sometimes I forget, okay, wow, it's been this many weeks since Secret Wars, the main book, has come out. Because you have A-Force, because you have... I've enjoyed Inferno.
Inferno has been good, yeah.
You know, there's so many books that you can actually sit there and read, and you enjoy, like, oh, shit, okay, this is coming out this week, I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of lessened the blow or made it easier to have these delays. The only thing that I'm looking forward to finally coming out is Uncanny X-Men number 600.
Which will happen in October.
In October. Which sucks that they put this whole giant gap in between. But at the same point, like, as long as it's a satisfying conclusion, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like there won't be. I just have this feeling.
Know. You never know.
And then we'll see how it...
And surprise, the X books didn't fucking go anywhere, and I'm tired of hearing your fucking mouth. Not you in particular.
I was going to say, I haven't cared.
Marvel's canceling X-Men. Marvel's canceling X-Men. Marvel is never going to cancel X-Men.
No.
X-Men will stick around.
They're going to be reduced. But at this point, we're seeing an overall reduction in a lot of these extra titles for all of these different...
Yeah, but that always happened. Like, remember when Marvel Now started and they're like, oh my God, Marvel's canceling the X-Men. And like, no, they just cut back. We went down to like two or four books, and then we blew up to 16 again. And then you bitch and you complain about that.
Then the big thing was, they're going to put him in space. The Terrigenesis, the Terrigen Mist will kill mutants and...
Who knows? Just roll with it. That's my mantra in life.
But the thing is that with, was it Uncanny Inhumans? Beast is going to be a part of that book.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have a mutant involved in the book.
Surprise.
That's going to... be with the Mist, but what it just it's a matter of just
that's the thing about speculation.
Yeah,
it's often wrong, and in the end it doesn't even fucking matter.
Go to your local comic book store and read the issue when it comes out.
Go to your LCS, which in our case is ACS.
Get it? Sounds like some type of disease that you get. It's degenerative. There's no cure.
Are we going to do an ice bucket challenge for ACS? Just,
I stand out in front of a field and say, this is the greatest day of my life. I feel honored. And then I drop dead. But I think that really covers it for comic books. Like, it's just, there are diamonds in the rough, but there's been a lot of rough.
Yeah. that's what pretty much everybody has kind of has been alluding to. I mean, I don't read a lot of the stuff outside of Marvel, but in reading online and what Brian has said, because for as much as he says he's going to cut down on his books.
He won't. He lies. Thank God he lies. I got bills to pay.
So I think that about covers it. Oral.
Yes.
We have a new friend and a new listener in these guys up in St. Louis who do a podcast called Drag Dungeon.
Hello, Drag Dungeon people. I didn't know you existed till a second ago. Stay off the west side. Drag queens are my turn.
But I wanted to give Jason and John a quick shout and a quick hello. We're going to be talking to them coming up soon. They've only been doing this for about 3 weeks. They're putting out 2 episodes a week.
Oh.
Look at that. You need to step your game up, Oral. Just go home and push record on the memo recorder on your phone. The musings of Oral.
It's just a sad snippet into my life. Glug, glug, glug.
Star date.
What the fuck? Glug, glug,
I'm
glug.
Drunk.
You go to Club Oral?
You know what? You laugh, but you never got in, bitch.
Wow.
Club Oral is a very exclusive club back in the day. It was in a...
There was only one person who ever went. It was me, and sometimes I didn't even get in. Those were the good old days. You want to talk about club kids in Orlando? The things I saw, the things I did.
But we are going to be coming back with more Dragons Into Spandex coming up very soon.
That's because we did that episode.
We did that one. We have a couple more interviews that we are just firming up dates on. One had to cancel and reschedule. I eventually heard back.
Oh, okay, cool.
She's not dead.
So okay. And that's all that matters. That's really what's important.
She's like, I don't want to talk to Oral. But we have a couple of local queens, and I actually want to put the call out to you, our listeners. If there's a local queen in your area that you would like to see featured on an upcoming episode of Drag is the New Spandex, reach out to Oral. Oral@flameonshow.com.
Yeah, I promise to check my email. I totally will. Just put drag in all caps in the subject line so I don't think you're either spam or someone tried to track me down because I told them I loved them and I didn't.
Or you could just message us on the Flame On Facebook page, and because I think it'd be nice to start showcasing some of the queens from around the U.S. that we don't know.
I think that is a great idea. We should bring that up in the meetings that we don't have.
Surprise! This is the weekly meeting.
You can follow us on Facebook at Flame On Facebook. There's a page.
Flame On Show.
Flame On Show. We are Flame On Podcast on Twitter because we do the tweets.
Because we have Facebook and Twitter attached, so by doing one, we do both.
You could follow us on Google+, but nobody's there, so don't bother.
And, Flame On Show there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram, Flame On Show.
The IG.
Haven't posted anything in probably about 3 months since, or 4 months since I started the Instagram account.
Don't know why you even mentioned it then. I think that about covers it. Thank you guys for joining us. You know, I'm glad that we could keep the Doctor Who talk to a minimum without Brian here. It's very streamlined. And with that, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Flame off.
Thanks for listening to Flame On, a podcast made possible by Powder Milk Biscuits, the ones in the blue box, a comic shop, and the generous support of tops and bottoms like you. If you want to be one of our sugar daddies, you can help out by telling a cute single friend about us, reviewing us on iTunes, or putting some dollars down our digital G-string in our monthly support drive. For more ridiculously entertaining and socially enlightening episodes of Flame On, as well as other fine programs, head on over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to Flame On and all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes. And be sure to find us on Twitter at Flame On Podcast or Facebook on our Flame On fan page. And make sure to check out flameonshow.com for more nerdy queer in your ear.